right across Ireland, and including in Donegal, we have 1,000 women in prostitution today. The significant majority of them are under the control of criminal gangs and pimps, and many, many of them have been trafficked. They're basically human slaves in this country. And this legislation has been in place for 2 years. Very soon there's going to be rigorous enforcement. It is a criminal offence to purchase sex through a brothel. The men who don't seem to care about the lives of the women, whether they're trafficked or not, even though they've been told so many times, will now face criminal prosecution, and they could be named and shamed. So any man in Donegal or throughout the country who have been doing this without any care for the women involved will be held to account. The women themselves will no longer be criminalised. They are not criminalised anymore. And what we want to do for these women is help them, assist them, take them away from prostitution and help them build a new life for themselves.
And indeed, this is an issue that many people know that is going on, but they might not know how close it is happening. So this is justly right that it has come now to this stage.
Absolutely. It's estimated that 1 in 15 men in Ireland, sadly, are buying sex and, you know, are indeed facilitating criminality. They are facilitating human trafficking without any care for the consequences. And, you know, those men now need to know that there will be criminal sanction, that the Gardaí will be taking firmer action in the time ahead, and they need to change. They need to stop doing what they're doing. And we also need to help these women, and we need to take on these criminals who've exploited these women for too long.